It's now legal to live in a trailer or so-called accessory building, at least for the time being in Butte County, as officials start coming to grips with the loss of roughly 15% of habitable dwellings in the county. The ruling voids some restrictions in the county zoning ordinance and allows temporary trailer parks to open and operate through the end of 2020. The ruling also lets people live in trailers without utility or sewage hookups for up to 180 days. The board also approved rules seriously impacting fire victims that decline federal and state offers to remove debris from their properties. Those who refuse free FEMA debris removal will be held to the same standards, but would be stuck with whatever part of the bill not covered by insurance. Under the official program, FEMA pays whatever insurance doesn't. In any case, confusion, fears that valuable items are vanishing, and general distrust of government and FEMA in particular has left some property owners refusing to sign right of entry forms. Some are reluctant as they've been unable to search for valuable items amidst the wreckage. Paradise resident Thomas Wall, who temporarily relocated to Ukiah, vented his frustration. He said an insurance adjuster is pushing him to settle and he has to deal with an alphabet soup of agencies and closing deadlines, and he hasn't even been able to view what's left.
I'm going to be able to go in eventually, I hope before Christmas, and get things that people haven't stolen yet from San Mateo and these jokers that are coming in and walking all over my property.
The new rule holds property owners to the same standard as government entities. As a lively debate developed, County Council Bruce Alpert interjected.
This is a matter of public safety. It's a matter of your neighbor's property values. It's a matter of getting the community back to where it can be rebuilt. People will not get building permits and people will not be able to get their lives back in order up there unless this is done properly.
In other action, the board approved fee waivers for vital records and a small change in pension contributions made by sheriff's deputies. They also approved a subdivision opposed by neighbors south of Chico. Debate of a proposal regulating short-term and vacation rentals was postponed. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.